Jackson Stadium in Wimberley. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson join us in the press box as well, keeping some numbers. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Varsity Football on KOWO LPFM, Wimberley, Texas, broadcasting at 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Bernie, receiving team now dropping back to our left. They will be moving from our left to right here tonight. Great having you along for game number 6 of the football season. It seems like it's flying by, Jared.
I know. It's a for you and I, again, one, we're kind of back in our comfortable press box here.
That's
so,
right.
We are spoiled a little bit here in town, but two road games in a row for us, and it doesn't seem like there's already 5 in the books. There's no doubt about it.
Cole Lane has dropped back deep to return the kickoff. Yeah, no rain, and it's we don't have vision problems here tonight. Here's the kickoff. We are underway. Taken by Douglas Hodo at the 10, the 15, the 20. Look out, 25, and he gets it out to the 29-yard line. Hodo is somebody that we will be talking about throughout the night, so keep an eye on him, number 5. He's got 22 catches for 430 yards and 8 touchdowns. I mean, good grief, about 45% of his catches are touchdowns. So he's a big play guy for Bernie, who will start things on their own 29.
Yeah, and you and I talked originally. He was a player for them last year that stepped up big against the Texans. So kind of got a little bit of an idea of what he wants to do and obviously got big play potential.
Brooks Klutz, the quarterback. He has Ryan Hart behind him in the backfield. Long counter. Ran into Brooks's mother at the restaurant in Wimberley prior to the game tonight. She says she prays from the time the kickoff is until the game is over. You know, typical mom. And
delay a game.
Looks like we've got to delay a game already. How do you do that? They're going to back this up 5 back to the 24-yard line. Brooks's mom's not going to be happy about that.
That's not how you draw it up in the books if you're Bernie Coach, I promise you.
First down and 15 now. Looked like some confusion. It looked like Wimberley was kind of showing blitz and disguising what they were doing, and it must have worked.
Almost exact same offense. Trips up top and single on the bottom.
Klutz, shotgun, back to throw. Looking deep, looking right. He's got a receiver, and he's got him. Don't be dropped it at the Wimberley 40. Boy, that was a good-looking play. It looked like that was Robert Sherwood trying to make the catch. No, that was not Sherwood. That was Ethan Blattner. He just dropped it there, didn't he? Cole Boyd.
Yeah,
Cole I'm going to get it right. It was Cole Boyd who dropped it.
It's the first play of the game. We're allowed to mess it up. But, yeah, that was right in the breadbasket. Had about a 2-step lead right there. That was a great pass right there by Klutz. First play of the game going deep.
No doubt. Second down and 15 now. Wimberley has Bernie behind the chains. Klutz going to drop to throw. Now he's getting pressure. Now he's trying to run out left side, and he flicks it over the middle. He's got Hart over the middle for the first down and more. Spin move past the 40, and out to the 44-yard line is the running back, Ryan Hart. First down, Greyhounds.
That's
an athletic play.
I was
right
going to say, a play like that right there you're talking is nothing but scrambling by the quarterback, Klutz. That's a great play, Hart. Noticing, squeaking over the middle, good play.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Looking left and throwing left is Klutz, and it is caught over on that far sideline. I believe that's Connor Fisher on the catch. That's going to be a gain of 6, give him 7 yards. Klutz is a good-looking quarterback. I can see that already. Second down and 3.
His footwork is very good. When he drops back, he's sticking that right foot right in the ground as soon as he's ready to throw it, pushing forward. So that's a good play.
He'll give this to Hart up the middle. He's got the first down and more. He's got the 30, the 25, and he slips on the turf. The turf monster got him, but not until he got it down to the Wimberley 24-yard line. Good-looking Bernie offense here early.
Well, I got to tell you, if you go back to the first play, the drop, other than that, they've been looking like they're ready to go, other than the delay of game, I guess, we'll come back to. But good job by Hunter Benoli keeping keeping him out of the end zone right there, but a strong run by Hart right up the middle.
Hart remains in the backfield to the right of Klutz. Klutz is going to drop to throw, looking left and going left, trying to hit the receiver. He caught it, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown, a juggling catch.
Holy moly, what a great catch.
That was Connor Fisher, his 6th touchdown of the year. How about that? 24 yards And Bernie is on top, pending the extra point.
That's a play. Gavin's got great coverage on him, literally in his breadbasket. He goes up, one hands it over the left-hand shoulder of Gavin Martinez. And, you know, that's a statement drive if you're the Bernie Greyhounds right there. That's a execution all the way around for them. And do we have a timeout called on the extra point?
Looks like they called the timeout. They were waiting for their extra point man, Wilson Herbst. Let's see what they're. We'll keep it here, though. 24-yard touchdown pass to Fisher from the quarterback, Brooks Klutz. Mike Dormady, whatever he had dialed up, it worked in that first drive. They just came out here and worked fast and efficiently. That was a great catch by Fisher. Wimberly had good coverage back there, Jared.
Yeah, strong. Again, I said it a minute ago, strong coverage. Gavin Martinez in good spot for him. You know, doesn't get his head turned back around towards the quarterback in that sense. And Fisher really just goes up, one hands it, left hand right over the top of him and scores. I don't even think Gavin understood that he caught the ball until it was a touchdown and too late.
I'm trying to figure out who called that timeout. I think that it was Bernie.
It was Bernie. I saw the left-footed kicker. It was Bernie, though.
Herbst, the left-footed kicker. Hold is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 10:28 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Bernie 7, Wimberly nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberly Texan Football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberly Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberly, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Seven nothing, Bernie, for the third consecutive week. The Wimberley Texans are behind in a football game. In the last 2 weeks, it's worked out pretty well for them, so they know how to play from behind. But 1 minute and 32 seconds into the ball game, Bernie is on the board. Touchdown, Greyhounds.
Yeah, and just, what was it, six plays? I mean, it's a too awkward a penalty and a timeout on the first drive. But
here's the kickoff to Krebs. He'll take it at the four-yard line to the 10. 15, looking for running room, and he's going to be swarmed under. He kind of stopped, and he got it out to about the 19-yard line. That's where Texans will take over on offense.
And this is really where you kind of show, kind of set the pace for what you're going to do in the game right here. Obviously, they go down on six, seven plays and score. You want your offense to come out and show that grit, show that toughness. It says a lot to your defense that says, hey, you just got burnt, but we're going to be able to come back and we're going to be able to help you. Obviously, Gavin Martinez, who was the corner, is out in this one. So he's got a little bitterness to him as well, and we've seen his spark throughout
right,
the year.
Exactly. Weeks back to throw. Looking and now running out to his right. Pulls up, and now he continues to run toward the sideline. Flings it out right side, I think, toward Martinez. But it is incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. And, well, if nothing else, Wimberly knows that they can certainly play from behind. Doug Warren would prefer that they not, but one good thing about come behind wins, you put it in the back of your mind and you know you can do it.
Oh yeah, no doubt whatsoever. We've talked about it. Heart, the heart that this team shows is there, and so there's no doubt the willingness to win is within every player on that team. So they've got the drive to do it. They just have to execute now.
Second down and 10 now from the 19. And the give is to Carruthers, looking for running room, and he is able to navigate forward. Pretty nice little powerful run. He gets it out to the 25, so that's a gain of 6, and it'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, good powerful run right behind the lead block of 34, Matt Mitchell. We're going to say his name I don't know how many times on defense as far as tackles, but on offense, that young man is a talent as well, a great player, and a good lead block pushing the outside, Moss ducking underneath him and powering his way for about 5.5-6 yards.
You're giving me a scouting report on Mitchell, too. You think Mitchell might see the ball a little bit more on offense tonight?
I think he's going to. I think that they're going to run some screens with him, but we'll see.
Third down and 4 now. The give is to Carruthers up the middle. He's powering his way, and he's able to get the first down. Another north and south, nothing fancy run. Stepped off 6 yards. First and 10 for the Texans. Moves the chains.
Yeah, and again, good blocking up front on that right-hand side. Mitchell coming in motion on the right. Collapses the defensive end out. Good blocking on that right interior. And another 6 yard gain. Moss, we've seen in the last couple weeks, Moss has been a difference maker, averaging over 100 yards a game rushing this year.
Ball at the 31 yard line. JoJo's going to go and sling it out right side. He's got a good gain to the 35 and out past the 40 yard line. Is that Martinez over there?
That's Twinkle Toes.
Oh, that's
Stover.
That's Stover.
He got his red shoes on tonight.
He does. I need to be able to pick him out. That's a that's a gain of 13 out to the 44 yard line. So Texans, so far at least, looking pretty sharp themselves offensively here tonight. We might end up with another shootout tonight.
Stover's dad called me before the game. He got some friends in town, so shout out to them. They're down there listening to the game. Good play right there by Cade.
Two tight end look now for Wimberley, and JoJo will go under the center. And he'll turn and give it to Carruthers. Left side, running out of room, though, near this left sideline, but he manages somehow to get 6 yards out of it. So
that's what he's going on his average for the game. He wants to average 6 yards. Once he gets to six, he's going to stop. We talked about it before the game, and 6 yards, if he averages 6 yards, you know, gets 15, 20 carries, he'll have a decent game.
That'll be a pretty good game. You know, that time he showed a lot of good patience, Jared. He just waited and waited and waited. He didn't have a lot of room, but.
Well, and one thing you don't see a whole lot from Moss is that outside stretch play that they just ran. They ran it to the near side. You usually see Moss more of a power runner up the middle, hit the hole. That play, they tried to get him outside the tackles. And obviously, again, like you said, made a little bit out of nothing. 6 yard gain is going to bring up second and four. Going to be a timeout right here by the Texans.
Texans will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 7:42 left to play in the first quarter. Bernie leading at 7-0. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Second down and four. Texan offense back on the field. It looks like Weeks is going to go under center again with a two tight end approach. Texans are showing a lot more of their power game here tonight. And he drops the throw and stumbles. I think he tripped over the feet of his center, and he lost 4 yards back to the 46-yard line. So that makes it a third down and eight. Good grief.
Yeah, that's one of those where when you go out of shotgun for so many times and then you say, hey, get under that center a little bit, that's just a little bit of a different snap.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that. I mean, you're probably right. He's not used to that. I mean, I guess he's gone under the center, what, maybe 3 or 4 times a ball game, and that's about it.
Yeah, not many.
Not many.
JoJo's first step, for those who've seen the games, and hopefully you're here tonight listening to us, his first step out of the shotgun, if you watch it, it's about a 2 yard step.
Third down and eight. He's going to go over the middle. He's got a receiver incomplete, but flag on the play. That was Krebs in the secondary, and he was tripped up, and Texans will get a first down on the pass interference call here.
Yeah, Krebs had a step on him, and it almost, truthfully, between you and me, almost looked like their feet got tangled up.
Yeah,
but you're
going to
get that call every single time.
And when it's
over the middle, back judge standing there, what, 10 yards away, you're going to get that flag if you're getting beat, especially if you're the defender. Krebs, good job right there.
We hadn't mentioned Krebs' name a lot the last couple of weeks, and I know they'd probably like to get him more involved in the offense, as explosive as he is. They're going to mark this at the 39-yard line of Bernie. So Texans continue to move the chains by any means necessary. Now they're delaying a bit. I don't know what they're talking about here. Oh, they're going to reset the – started to say shot clock. I guess I got my sports wrong.
Well, it's almost basketball season.
6:53 left to play in the first quarter. Bernie leading at 7-0, but Wimberley on the move here. from the Greyhounds 39. Weeks back to throw. He's in trouble. Scrambles left, though. Tried to get rid of it and finally just tucked it under, and he is sacked way back at the 48-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 9. It'll be second down and 19. Probably a smart move, though, Jared, not to get that ball out from his body, though, because that pass rusher was on top of him. You don't want to fumble or mess up, I guess. But
yeah, it's a dangerous play when you're running basically against your arm side. You're running, and obviously you got to turn your shoulders, turn around and throw it. And if he would have pulled it out right there, pretty good chance there was going to be a strip sack. And good job by JoJo just kind of taking the loss. Obviously, it's a big loss, but you live to fight. It's just second and long now for the Texans, almost from the midfield.
Second down and 19 from the 49. Weeks will roll right now and throws it out right side. I think that's Gavin Martinez over there. He caught it. Not much of a gain, though, about 4 yards to the 45, so it'll be third down and 16 now.
Yeah, Gavin comes on that play. We've seen it several times this year. The trips or the twins on the top side run go routes, and Gavin comes across in the middle and just runs a simple out. Just timing a little bit off. You and I talked about it a little bit last week, Mike, and timing just a smidge off. Gavin throws a little bit low, and he's got to go to the ground to catch it, and it's going to bring up, what, third and 16 for the Texans.
Play clock is at 10, and they haven't broken the huddle. Now they do. So we have to watch that as it gets to 5. They're going to get it off, though. Weeks is back to throw. Looking over the middle. Pressure again. He's going to tuck it and run. He dropped the ball, but then scooped it up like a shortstop, and he's able to gain it down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Still well short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 9, and it looks like Doug Warren's going to play field position here and try to punt him in a hole, it looks like.
I think he one-handed that ball, reaching down to grab it.
He never stopped running. He just it was like a yo-yo. He just kept going and kind of scooped it up. I think he one-handed it, too.
I think he just picked it up with his left hand. You know, JoJo, of course, those of you who don't know, JoJo is an unbelievable baseball player as well. And obviously, glove on the left-hand side. He just reached down, scoops it up, picks it back up like nothing ever happened.
Here's Wyatt Mann's kick, and it's going to bounce it about the...
Oh, great kick.
15-yard line, and then it rolls forward out at the 9-yard line. It's hard to see way across the field there, but you're right. That was a great kick as he pins Bernie back on their own 9-yard line with 4:34 left to play in the first quarter.
I halfway thought they may go for that right there and just kind of throw it up a little bit deep and see if a tall kid like Krebs or somebody can go up and get it, Mitchell or Krebs.
Right.
They had the crossing play over the middle earlier wide open. So with Bernie's offense being obviously as explosive as we saw, we'll see how the Texans adjust here.
Klutz and Hart back in the backfield. It'll be Hart, the running back, who will get the carry. And he manages to get about 4 yards out to the 13-yard line. It'll be second down and 6.
Good coverage defensive end right there. It's talked about it a minute ago. It's actually outside linebacker Matt Mitchell comes in and just drills him and brings him down pretty fast. The guy like Mitchell's going to wrap you up. He's going to take you down pretty quick. So a good play right there by the Texans to bring up a second and 6, almost second and 7 now.
Second down and 6, and they've got trips to the right. You're right, this offense does look a lot like Wimberley's. Back to throw is Klutz. Looking and now scrambling to his right. Still on his feet, he's going to run it. He's got the 20. Boy, he's fast. 25, 30. Look out, down the right sideline. They're not going to catch him. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 87 yards, and he flags?
Yep, flag on the 5-yard line.
How about
that?
It's going
to be holding flag in the back. I saw it early. I didn't see that they threw it. It's literally right on the 5-yard line.
That's what it is. Wow. 87-yard touchdown run is wiped out by a penalty. Well, put a star by that one, even though it don't go down as a regular play. Goodness, that kick can run, too.
Man, that...
He hit the sideline and just outran all of the angles there, Jared.
And I got to tell you, excellent blocking downfield on this trip side is where he ended up rolling, too. And nobody open, but good blocking downfield. The Texans are going to realize that, hey, like you just said, man, that young man can pick him up and put him down real fast. He was losing people. He scored by 10 yards. And Matt Mitchell, not a slow guy.
Yeah, that was kind of stunning how fast he was. He got to the outside, and he was extremely assertive. I mean, talk about making a decision now. Second down, got to get to the 19-yard line. It's second down and 15, and instead of scoring a touchdown, they're on their own 4-yard line.
If he didn't run 87, I'd run the same play just a minute ago, but he's probably a little tired
right now.
Probably
exhausted. He's standing at the goal line, actually about a yard deep into his own end zone. He's going to throw this one out right side and incomplete. He was trying to hit Hodo on the right side. It'll be third down and long now.
Yeah, big, big coverage right there. Kate Stover does a good job and just kind of being there. Hodo, obviously, one of their go-to receivers we've seen. And a good job by Stover right there, just making sure that he's in the area, letting him know, hey, this isn't an easy play for you. So bring up, what, third and 15 now?
Third and 15. They got to get it to the 19-yard line. Again, Klutz standing in his own end zone about a yard. 3:32 left to play in the first quarter. Bernie leading at 7-0. They are in the shadow of their own goalpost. Back to throw. 5 yards deep in the end zone. Now he's going to scramble left, and he's going to throw it. Left side, and it is incomplete on that far sideline. Looked like he's trying to hit Hodo. And Bernie now will be forced to punt from its own end zone.
Yeah, another drop right there. Hodo had an opportunity at the play just a second ago against Stover on the coverage, and he had about 2 or 3 yards on Stover, just drops it downfield. That's the second drop we've seen by the Bernie receivers so far. So an opportunity right here. We've asked all year long for Gavin Martinez to get a chance to make a big play as he stands at, 44-yard line right here. He's got a chance to make something big happen.
Herbst 8 yards deep in his end zone.
Oh,
he gets
flag.
The punt away. And he's going to roll out of bounds on the far sideline. High, high snap. It was a good job by Herbst to bring that down. Let's see what the call is here.
It's
roughing the punter. Goodness, that'll be an automatic first down, Jared. That's just killer.
Yeah, and that's the situation where they, with that high snap, Mitchell looked like he had the opportunity to catch it or to block it. I'm sorry, but he did run into him, and it was definitely the right call right there. It's a tough play, and you can see he's a little bit upset with himself if you're here. But you got to take those opportunities sometimes. You got to take the risk. Didn't pay off for him right there. Maybe later in the game it will.
I was watching Herbst with my binoculars, and after he punted, I put the binoculars down and watched the ball, so I didn't see him get roughed up. At any rate, it gives the Greyhounds a first down.
Just ran right into his leg, and as you and I both know, when you run into the leg, that's the no-no. So that's the rough in the punter, and it's a 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So Klutz and his offense gets a second life here. Back to throw. Looking over the middle, and he is throwing, and it's incomplete. High, he was trying to hit Hodo, and it'll be second down and 10.
That's going to be one right there that I promise you the Bernie Greyhounds coaches are looking at. Stover and Benoli are both covering the same guy in the flats, and I believe it's number 13 or number 19. I can't tell. It's number 19. I don't know his name. Is got 15 yards deep. Nobody anywhere close to him as they both converge on Hodo. So we'll see if they go right back to it right here. Stover drops back pretty deep, though. It looks like he's going to try to man up on him this time.
That's Robert Sherwood, the wide receiver. Here's the give to Hart, right up the middle. Texans have it pretty much diagnosed, but Hart, much like Carruthers, is able to push forward for about 4.5 yards or so out to the 24-yard line. That'll set up a third down and 5. Again, trips to the right side for Klutz, the quarterback. Bernie leading it 7-0. Play clock is at 17. They get to the line of scrimmage real fast, and then they look over to the sideline for more guidance. Hart has gone the distance at running back here in the first quarter. Play clock is at 3 now. He's getting it, cutting it close. Gets it off, though, and throws it left side, and it is caught for a first down out to the 31-yard line. And I believe that is Connor Fisher. They got a good group of wide receivers. Jared, they look pretty good. They're big, tall kids.
Real similar. I mean, we talked about it earlier. It's going to be a real similar offense to what Wimberley runs. A lot of four wide sets, single side, big, tall young man. Gavin Martinez, kind of same style, and a good quarterback. Klutz is not showing us what he can do right here.
First down and 10, left off tackle to the 40, to the 50. Far sidelined and out of bounds to the 22-yard line of Wimberley. That's Colton Poole on the carry. And how about that? He gets it down. Let's see where they're going to mark it. They're going to actually mark it at the Wimberley 30-yard line. So big play offense here for Bernie. Texans need to stiffen up here because obviously you don't want to go down two scores, but Bernie offense has Texan defense reeling here in the first quarter a little bit.
Yeah, and Poole's one of the guys that, you know, got several touchdowns on the ground for him, but he shows a lot of explosiveness.
Back to throw, and he spins out of the potential sack, does Klutz, and he's going to run it to the 20 and then step out of bounds at the 15-yard line. I don't think that we're exaggerating to say Klutz is the best quarterback that Wimberley has seen this year. I'm going to go ahead and say that here in the first quarter.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Not even 12 minutes into the game right now.
And, holy cow, man.
He spins out a guy, Kiparos, and then something that you're not going to see a whole lot, pump fakes on Matt Mitchell and gets him in the air and a big gain.
And now they're going to give it to Poole up the middle, and he's able to get some good blocking and rolls down to the 10-yard line to pick up a 5. It'll be second down and 5. Yeah, Kipper has had him dead to rights there, Jared. And,
yeah, blindside and everything.
Spun around there, and really I don't fault Kipper as much as it was just an athletic play by the quarterback.
It is. It's a we saw JoJo earlier snap out of a couple ones and get out of some plays. Just two real, real smart players. Again, real similar teams right here. I look for it to be a great game.
Here's Klutz now. He'll turn and give it to his running back. I think that's Hart back in the game. He gets it to the 9-yard line, a pickup of 1, and so it'll be 3rd down and 4. Very big 3rd down play here coming up.
Yeah, kind of move down here, awkwardly enough. I always wonder sometimes what your coaching staff is gonna do, and it's going to think. Anytime you get in that red zone, seems like they've moved from a spread team to a power team here in the last two plays. They've run both balls right up the middle, and all of a sudden pulling harder. You know, you're looking at a 3rd and 5. If you're the Bernie Greyhounds, Texans got to stiffen up right here.
Hodo is in the slot, FYI. Back to throw is Klutz, looking, rolling right, looking, and now throwing. And he's kind of threw that away in the general direction of a couple of wide receivers. Incomplete, and now it's going to be 4th down. Looks like they're going to trot out the field goal team, so... Frankly, after that drive, I think Wimberley ought to feel pretty good if they just give up 3 points.
No doubt whatsoever. I agree with you. It's going to bring out the kicker, and it's you're talking about an offense that we're going to have to figure out and stop, but a huge play right there. Again, I sometimes I don't understand the difference when you get down on that 20 really changing. I know the defense is a little bit closer, but, man, if you're a throwing team, throw the ball.
28-yard field goal attempt. It is up, and it is good. 25 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Bernie with a field goal. It's the Greyhounds 10 and Wimberley nothing. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Texans trailing at 10-0. Well, it's nothing to it. Last week they trailed 14-0 in the fourth quarter. So what? Bernie leads at 10-0. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson alongside as well. Beautiful night for football here in Wimberley. Great having you along. Wilson Herbst now is going to kick off. Texans will get the ball back. It's a deep kickoff, and it'll be taken inside the goal line about a yard, and that was Krebs, I believe, who downs it. And Texans offense will take over. You kind of wanted him to carry that out, Jared.
I
saw your body language. You were ready to return that kick yourself, I think.
No, I don't know if I would have returned it.
You'd have gotten to the 4-yard line at least.
If it were me, I'd have been up here about the 45. I would have been one of the blocking guys. They wouldn't have put me way back there. But, man, there's something about Krebs. I talked to you about it before the game. Zach was here with us, too, and I said that
– You like him, don't you?
I think tonight he's kind of my pick of the game tonight. He had the big pass interference play earlier that they got him. Otherwise, that could be a touchdown. I think that there's something in me that basically just says this is going to be his game.
Here is the turn and the give to Carruthers up the middle. Boy, not any running room at all. Got it back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. After falling behind the last couple of weeks and then falling behind here tonight, you get the feeling Doug Warren at some point is saying, fellas, you know, you are allowed to score first in these games if you choose. That'll be the last play of the first quarter, and a pretty good exciting first quarter it was. Bernie leads it by a score of 7-0 over the Wimberley Texans. Stay with us, everybody. More football coming your way here on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.